Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Williams. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is hit by the pitch. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. Two outs. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards third. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with McLain covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 1 in the game. McLean hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freehan moves to third. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McLean covering, for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Cash reaches second base with a double. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Cash scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan is walked intentionally. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards third. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McLain hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Green steals second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a line drive towards first. Horton catches it and throws to second to double up Green. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Dick Trusiewski now playing third base. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Jim King pinch hits for Vern. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Stan Williams. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon pinch runs for Fred Whitfield. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing second base. Bob Allen now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from Sims and he is safe. McAuliffe steals third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline is walked intentionally. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Kaline moves to third. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freehan is walked intentionally. Orlando Peña now pitching. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 3 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Freehan moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McLain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trasuski fields it and throws to second for the out. Davalillo scores. One out. It's 4-2, Tigers. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 3 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Fred Lasher now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 3 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.